I don't know how that happened, because I was imagining myself safe and protected. That's from a post today in the LOA by Neville Goddard Group. My name is Mr. 2020. You are listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. Today is Sunday, the 29th of October, 6:48 a.m. The sun keeps rising up earlier and earlier in the day here. In other words, it's the dawn of a new day, and that's what I want for you. So I asked about this whole thing, safe and protected. And this is so good because I used to be the captain of safe and protected. Remember, I was an ex-cop. I am an ex-cop. Former prison guard, beat to death in a riot. I lived in the heroin capital of Pennsylvania. And for some reason, this stuff has moved me around the world. I live a pretty charmed life, and that's what I want for you. So I asked about this safe and protected bit, and this is so good. Here's the reply. I've had some disappointing experiences in the past when it comes to relationships, so I imagine myself and my heart protected from getting hurt. That I can trust this world to keep me safe from harm and being disappointed. This is so good, because this is where I used to live. And you'll never guess what I'd have show up. Oh my God. Disappointment? All kind of bullshit. A definite attack. I was scammed more than once. And I discovered a way to end all that. Because it's one thing to imagine there's no cat shit in your coffee cup. Right? That there's no cat shit in my coffee cup. I'm imagining there is no cat shit in my coffee cup. I love my coffee cup, by the way. I had these printed up. This one is a Neville Goddard quote. It said, "Man's faith in God is measured by his confidence in himself." I love that one. Because it's true. Man's faith in God is measured by his confidence in himself. And that's mankind, for those of you that like to get offended easily. But I gotta tell you. So, I don't imagine being safe anymore. I found when I imagined that I needed to, well, when I imagined that I needed to, when I just, it gets all cloggy, you know what I mean? So I'm imagining safe, protected. I have to automatically imagine cat shit in the coffee cup. Yeah, I'm imagining that nobody's putting cat shit in my coffee cup. I still got to look for it, though. You know what I mean? It's like, there's something that's stuck in consciousness there. On the other hand, I'm imagining a coffee cup full of absolutely yummy bulletproof coffee made with that good Irish butter. Right? That grass-fed Irish butter, the MCT oil. I add a little bit of premium cinnamon. Oh, my God. It is delightful. And I whiz it all up. That way it's like a smoothie coffee, cinnamy, yummy thing in the morning. And you'll notice when my mind is 100% occupied on my experience of the yum, there's no room in my mind or my coffee cup for cat shit. Cat shit has become a thing of the past. Now here's the thing. We just did a call yesterday on manifesting with memory. And memory is a biggie because imagination is memory. Neville Goddard taught some really cool stuff around this. You imagine what implies your wish is fulfilled. In other words, you imagine your wish, in a way, is a memory. I don't imagine making a really good podcast. I imagine what it feels like to have made one. I imagine specifically getting your feedbacks back. Mr. 20, that was great. I bought the course. Mr. 20, that was great. I'll buy something later. Mr. 20, that was great. I'm never going to buy anything from you. But I get you're a great guy, and that just blessed millions. See, that's what I love about podcasting. I amplify. I multiply. And I don't want you to divide your universe, to divide your world into something that's a war. Here's the thing. When you divide, you automatically feel conquered. Or you worry about being conquered. You worry about the cat shit in the coffee cup. Because there's a this versus a that. versus my experience of my bulletproof coffee with cinnamon and that good Irish grass-fed butter all whizzed in there. Oh my God, it's so good. It occupies all the bits of my consciousness. So I don't imagine making the coffee. I imagine that, that one sip, baby. That has me make the coffee. Or Victoria, even better yet, sometimes it is Victoria, make the coffee. I don't imagine making the podcast. I imagine what implies the podcast was made. In other words, your feedbacks. I also, and here's another cool one, this whole Joseph Goddard to the max thing. Before I get out of bed in the morning, I don't worry about my safety anymore. I don't imagine feeling safe. What I imagine is accomplished, satisfied, ownership, these feelings and experiences that I want to flood my day with, fill the coffee cup of my day with. And so I imagine, before I get out of bed in the morning, 5 to 10, 6 to 12, specific events of my day having gone my way. One of those specific events that I imagine every single day having gone my way is the podcast. And so I'm waking up this morning, about 4:44, and I'm imagining a great podcast. Right? Just getting your feedbacks. You can hear my smile. I'm imagining getting your feedbacks. 20, that gave heaps to me. Thank you. You're a swell guy. I hope the coffee was lovely. And that's what's fun to me, because I don't worry about protection or what could go wrong because of what went wrong. I'm going to tidy this up big time for you right now. So we've dropped some hints. Things to do, things to research on our bits, josephgoddardtothemax.com. There's also revisiontothemax.com, and this is really important because when you've been hurt in the past, so have I. Right? This ain't my first rodeo, this ain't my first marriage. This ain't my first business, right? Which implies something. I've had some failures. I've been swindled, baby. And here's the good thing. I can revise all that so that it doesn't impact me anymore. And that little $7 intro pack, revisiontothemax.com, is so jam-packed full of gold. Because I want you to use revision, as we teach it, as a way to amplify your life, not just to fix problems. And a lot of people, they make a mistake and just use it for fixing problems. Get that little revisiontothemax.com pack. That's so good. It's $7. So, and here's why. You know, October 1989, that was what, 34 years ago? 34 years ago, I was a 23-year-old prison guard getting beat to death in a prison riot. That was not a good day. I was followed by PTSD. That was not a good while. But something happened. I put that in the past, and I've also revised it. Because if it pops up any more in my life, and it doesn't, yeah, I've used revision like I teach revision, and so I can tell you about a young man, 23 years old, same name as me. I didn't always have this name, by the way. But I can tell you about this guy that went to work, and he had a bad day at work, followed by a bad period of time in his life. He had divorce, losing everything, all that good shit. But I don't have to feel safe from what happened or fear that it could happen again, because I've revised for that young fella. I've imagined lovely for him, and that lovely echoes all through my life. There's some specific ways to do that. Don't have time to go into it here. We're already at 9 minutes. But dive into that pack if you're drawn to what we do here. I really want to thank you for your question today. I didn't ask if I could make a podcast on this, so I'm not using your name. I'm staying a little vague. But I want you to feel the love that you are, because you are, Neville Goddard taught, you are the love, the wisdom, the power of God. And you deserve so much more than safety. You deserve so much more than protection. You deserve to let your light shine so that you can discover that nothing can harm you ever again. My name is Mr. 2020. Let's imagine up something lovely as we go into the silence. All right. Fill that coffee cup full of lovely. Like Neville Goddard said, man's faith in God is measured by his confidence in himself. I've got confidence in you. Because I've been there. And falling in love with this stuff enabled me to fall in love with me, to fall in love with life, and to be supported that all that we are, all that I am. Have a lovely day. Dive deeper, soar higher. See ya.